Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. As far as my personal role and what other folks would do, I just recommend that everybody take a look at people's previous statements in terms of whether they thought it was appropriate to go into Pakistan and take out bin Laden. I assume that people meant what they said when they said it. That's been at least my practice. I said that I'd go after bin Laden if we had a clear shot at him. And I did. If there are others who have said one thing and now suggest they do something else, then I'd go ahead and let them explain it.
There's President Obama at a press conference with a not-so-subtle jab at Mitt Romney in his comments from 4 years ago that he wouldn't send troops into Pakistan to get bin Laden. The one-year anniversary of the death of Osama bin Laden is where we get started in this hour of our talk radio review. I'm Doug Steffen, back again for another hour. First, though, from CNN, Aaron Burnett talks to analysts James Carville and David Frum about the president using the killing of bin Laden in his latest campaign ad.
It's obviously not just that ad. You saw Bill Clinton, President Clinton, making the same point about Osama bin Laden. The White House giving NBC access to the Situation Room, of course, to tout this great achievement. Army even put Osama bin Laden's personal writings on display. Is the president going over the line?
No, there was a legitimate difference. Romney was critical of the effort to go after bin Laden. The Secretary of Defense, Bob Gates, who's not even a Democrat, said it's the gutsiest call you've ever seen any president make. And actually, I think the White House is delighted by all of this controversy surrounding this. I'm not sure that there's a lot of votes in this, but everybody looks sort of like, what's going on? I mean, remember Rudy Giuliani or Marilyn Verg in 9/11 or mission accomplished? I mean, the people have sort of taken credit for accomplishments for a long time. It's nothing new in sort of politics, but all this attention drawn to it, and the president jump right back in the fray. I think they were very happy with their response to this.
Well, and it's interesting. The president did comment on the whole controversy. I love this soundbite because he uses the word people the way people only use it when they're referring to a person they don't want to name by name. Here he is.
I just recommend that everybody take a look at people's previous statements in terms of whether they thought it was appropriate to go into Pakistan and take out bin Laden. I assume that people meant what they said when they said it.
People. Happens to be person, not they, singular, he, Mitt Romney. And here is what Mitt Romney said that the president was praying to.
You would have given the order, Governor? Even Jimmy Carter would have given that order.
His other comment was, it's not worth moving heaven and earth spending billions of dollars trying to catch one person. So perhaps a little bit different than even Jimmy Carter would have made that, but still, somewhat good.
Let's give the president total credit for Obama, President Obama, total credit for killing bin Laden. Conceded. Now let's talk about the one major foreign policy commitment this president made that is not mentioned in that video, and that is his policy in Afghanistan. Because what Mitt Romney was talking about back in 2007 was President Obama, then candidate Obama, used pursuit of bin Laden to justify a massive escalation of the war in Afghanistan. It is now, all these years later, what has he got to show for it? So little he doesn't mention it in his campaign advertising. That if the killing of bin Laden was the great successful foreign policy call of this administration, the decision to massively invest in Afghanistan, something the Bush administration tried to stay away from and was massively criticized for, that is looking like the biggest mistake and failure. What have we got to show for it? For all this amount of money later, it was worst of all because it was a commitment that the president, or then candidate, made in 2007 and 2008 for political reasons to get to the right of the administration, to have something that made it seem like he was getting to the right of an administration he was otherwise criticizing.
James Carville, though, the president does have the headline. He got Osama bin Laden. So the nuance of what David Frum is saying, whether you agree or don't agree, it goes in that category of nuance, which is not a good place to be.
I hope they don't get David as an advisor, because it's right. They just shouldn't make up the job. Jimmy Carter would have done it, or it's a Broadway thing. They'd have just let it go. Again, I go back to the point. I'm not sure if there's a lot of votes here. Everybody knows about this. Sometimes I think the White House of the President's people put this out just to egg a fight on, and they got that. The Romney people and the right should have never engaged in this thing. There's no new information here for the voter. The voter knows that they got bin Laden. The voter gives the president the deserved credit for it, and the Romney people would be smarter to talk about somebody else. They look sour grapes in this, and I think the White House is happy with the whole thing.
Up next, more on the anniversary of bin Laden's death here on the Countdown.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars. No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
As summer approaches and the weather continues to get warmer, working out or playing a casual game of football becomes much more demanding on your body. Defensive end and championship football player Jason Pierre-Paul shares a few tips on how he likes to re-energize after playing sports or finishing up an intense workout.
On the regular day of training and workout, I shower a lot. It not only helps me feel clean, but also refreshed. That's why I like the new X Sports Blast 2-in-1 Shower Gel Plus Shampoo. It smells great and saves me time since it's a 2-in-1. And after a tough workout, don't forget to drink plenty of water, rehydrate your body, and stretch properly.
Axe Sport Blast 2-in-1 is the newest addition to the Axe Shower Gel range and is available at most food, drug, and mass retail outlets nationwide. To find out more about Sport Blast and other Axe products, check them out on the web at facebook.com/axe. Again, that's facebook.com/AXE.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. Since 1995, we've been a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support families and our community. Together, we can take steps to help moms and babies around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
The one-year anniversary of the death of Osama bin Laden is what we're talking about right now. Here are our hosts John Howell and Amy Jacobson talking to former FBI Assistant Director Bill Gavin about the terror alerts and the possibility of maybe an attack set to mark bin Laden's death.
Ordinary citizens, what should we be on the lookout for this week?
I think what has happened in the United States is going to continue to happen. Citizen involvement. The reason everybody is mostly convinced that one of the big reasons that no additional threats or no additional terrorist acts of significant nature have happened, and many have been prevented because of the watch of the American citizens. You know, there's just so many police, there's just so many intelligence officers, so many federal, local officials. But when you have millions of eyes of citizens who nowadays, when they see something, as Ray Kelly's motto goes, see something, say something, they walk up to somebody in New York, a police officer standing in the corner of New York, and tell them what they saw that they didn't like. So more and more citizens are becoming involved, which helps law enforcement and intelligence agencies tremendously.
You were the guy who head up the 93 World Trade Center bombing, I know, for the FBI. Why didn't we get into this mode in 93 and wait till after 9/11 all those years later?
Well, there were so many impediments at that particular point in time back in 93. As you can recall, there was a law enacted that prevented law enforcement officials speaking to intelligence officials. You couldn't cross that barrier. They built a wall that if you had information, you could not provide it to intelligence officials, or else you'd face criminal penalties. It made absolutely no sense at all. And subsequent to 9/11, of course, far too late, they tore that wall down and changed the law. But it was some of those things were just absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, you could never tell the people that really needed to know the things that they needed to know, that you could share and make it a much better product.
But, Bill, so should we really be worried about the lone wolf?
Amy, I think we probably should be in terms of what's happening in around the world today. If you look, most of Europe and the UK particularly, and the United States, the last incidents that have cropped up have been from individuals who are self-radicalized by reading what they can on the internet, learning how to make a bomb on the internet, all those kinds of things. And some of the rhetoric that occurs over the, those websites incites these people to do these things on their own. And that's the hardest person to catch, is the lone wolf.
Yeah, we had a kid here, or young adult, who tried to, you know, bought a fake bomb from undercover agents and tried to blow up, you know, dropped a bomb off in a garbage can outside Wrigley Field during the Dave Matthews concert.
Yeah. Difficult to keep track of those kinds of people. We've been extremely fortunate, I think, both in terms of being much better at it, being pretty good, but also being, everybody will tell you that a smidgen of luck is not something that anybody grins at these days. If you do, in order to catch these people and put them away before the act is ever committed to hurt American citizens.
On CBS, Charlie Rose and Erica Hill talk to Arianna Huffington. Huffington thinks it's despicable that President Obama is using this issue in his campaign ads.
There's much now about this commercial that President Clinton has done for the Obama campaign and the Romney reaction saying that they should not be using this the way they are. What's your take?
I agree completely. I agree with the Romney campaign.
Oh.
That using the Osama bin Laden assassination, killing, the great news that we had a year ago, in order to say basically that Obama did it and Romney might not have done it, which is which is the message.
You think the president is capitalizing on that?
Well, I don't think there should be an ad about that. Uh-huh. I think it's one thing to celebrate the fact that they did such a great job. It's one thing to have an NBC special from the Situation Room, which we are going to have this week.
Brian Williams is doing a whole thing, which interviews everybody on the anniversary.
In the Situation Room, which is unprecedented. All that to me is perfectly legitimate. But to turn it into a campaign ad is one of the most despicable things you can do. It's the same thing that Hillary Clinton did with the 3 a.m. call. You know, you are not ready to be commander-in-chief.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also what makes politicians and political leaders act irrationally when it comes to matters of war, because they are so afraid to be called wimps that they make decisions which are incredibly destructive for the country. I'm sure the president would not have escalated in Afghanistan if he was not as concerned as Democrats are that Republicans are going to use not escalating against them in a campaign.
But in a campaign, aren't you supposed to tout your accomplishments of what you've done?
But this is not just what this ad does.
Mm-hmm.
What the ad does is questions. If we're talking about the same ad.
There's only one ad out there when President Clinton talks about the moment of decision, quoting a former President Bush.
And then quotes a snippet from Romney in 07 and uses that to imply that Romney would not have been as decisive. There's no way to know whether Romney would have been as decisive. And to actually speculate that he wouldn't be is, to me, not the way to run campaigns on either side.
Up next, after a moment or two of respite, we'll focus on the latest on the presidential race itself here on the Talk Radio Review.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rule book for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINDAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yep, the hot hits in talk radio and talk television are being discussed every day. We listen to a lot of talk radio programs around the country. Here's host Danny Schaefer and Natalie Sellers talking about a rally for Ron Paul that took place over the weekend and how his supporters don't seem to get that he doesn't have a chance of winning.
Ron Paul is not going to win. Not going to win. I know you're all giddy and thinking that you accomplished something this weekend, and there may be a few more Ron Paul crazies in Tampa, maybe, at the Republican National Convention, but still, the fact remains, Ron Paul is not going to win.
It's over! Let it go!
And even if he were to win the Republican nomination, which he's not gonna, he would get killed. I mean, absolutely crushed in the general. He's not going to win. I know you're giddy and you're excited and you're thinking, oh, we pulled a fast one and blah, blah, blah. Ron Paul is not going to win. Not a chance. And I think Jimmy Kimmel summed it up this way.
Ron Paul is still in there. He's still sticking with it. To me, Ron Paul looks like the guy who gets unhooded at the end of every Scooby-Doo episode.
Get out of here. Natalie, he stole your line.
You know, and I told him that line, and I said, Jimmy, go ahead and use it. Go ahead and use it. Just make sure you give me a reference. That's all I asked.
He didn't do that, so maybe a check is coming. That's one of the big stories that we will briefly be talking about. Kind of weaving it in and out, because it's fun to talk about Ron Paul. And it gets the Ron Paul supporters crazy. But on Saturday, I guess they pulled a fast one. I don't know. I don't understand how this works. You go and you vote for who you like for president, okay? For the nominee for your party. You declare party, you do that. People did that. And then I thought the delegates just automatically go to them. But no, it doesn't work that way. Apparently they have the caucus where people voted, and then the people they vote to represent in the state convention. And then there's another vote there, and then if they win there, then they go on to the national convention, and apparently they pulled a fast one, and the Ron Paul delegates won in a bunch of congressional districts, and now they've got a bunch of, well, he's guaranteed at least 17 of the 46 delegates to the convention. Which makes no sense to me. How do you have people vote for the nomination or for who you want to represent your party, and then Ron Paul's delegates can steal it? And they're saying, no, we just steal it. We just worked harder. I wonder if the people that voted realized who they were voting for. You know why they outworked everybody? Because they're the only ones who were paying attention to the caucus on Saturday when everybody else was having a life. The Ron Paul crazies were caucusing.
Taco's Bob Clark talking to callers about who they think ought to be Mitt Romney's running mate.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, Bob. If Governor Martinez says no, I believe she means no.
and I think she's well qualified and would make a good, great candidate. But personally, I want her to remain in New Mexico and continue cleaning up this all the fraud and everything we've had in Santa Fe, and I think she's doing a great job. And I'd like to see the Republicans consider Condi Rice. There's a lady with foreign experience. She's from California that might help, and I think she'd be well qualified for the job.
We already have Governor Martinez saying no. We have Marco Rubio saying no. No now, does that mean no later? But who of the names we just mentioned from the Associated Press, Chris Christie, Mitch Daniels, Nikki Haley, Bob McDonald, Tim Pawlenty, Marco Rubio, Portman, Paul Ryan, Martinez. If Martinez and Rubio are out, like they're saying now, who are some of the other names? Are there some other names out there that aren't on this list that you would like to see Mitt Romney seriously consider for vice president? Bill said Condoleezza Rice. The other part of our conversation, do you believe Governor Martinez when she says, no, I'm not interested? Do you think she'd be a good choice for Mitt Romney? Or do you think it's too soon for her in her political career to jump onto the national stage like that so quickly?
More calls coming up at 800-510-8255. What's on your mind? We'll talk about it here at 800-510-8255.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Sergeant George E. Parsons, 955th Field Artillery Battalion, U.S. Army.
In April, there was a major battle. And the Chinese broke and the Koreans broke through the main offensive line, and we were there. And many of our, the Triple Nickel, which is a 555th Field Artillery Battalion, was trapped. And we fought all night long, and finally we broke through. And as we were driving down a very narrow road, like in the middle of a rice paddy, we had to stop because the Chinese had cut the road off and we couldn't get out. So finally they sent up a Ranger Battalion, and they opened up the road so we could get out. We got out, but right in back of us was the Triple Nickel. They didn't get out. From what I understand, they were annihilated. And a lot of the men never got out.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with thoughts about what's going on in the world from talk radio hosts and talk television hosts all around the country. 800-510-8255. You can connect with us that way. You can follow us. You can send an email to Doug at DougStefan.com if you'd like. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, all of that good stuff. There are plenty of things that are available, plenty of ways available for you to find a way to explain what it is that you're thinking. And that's one of the great things about the world of conversation radio. In a moment, some of your calls. Stand by for that here on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen.
You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen. But what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes. And I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
800-510-8255. Go to DougStephan.com if you want to connect via Facebook or Pinterest or any of the other social networks. Here from Candy Crowley on CNN is conversation with Senator Marco Rubio about Jeb Bush's comments regarding Rubio being the best idea for a running mate.
Jeb Bush, your mentor, your colleague, says that he really hopes if Mitt Romney comes to you and asks you to be vice president that you would say yes.
Well, that's very nice of Jeb. I hope he'll say yes if future President Romney asks him. You know,
and he, in fact, indicated he'd certainly look at it.
Yeah, well, that's good because I think he'd be a fantastic vice president. But let me just say this about the vice presidential process. Up to now, it's all been theoretical. We have a nominee now, and our nominee, Mitt Romney, the leader of the Republican Party, has a vice presidential process in place. And I think from this point moving forward, I think it'd be wise for all Republicans to kind of respect that process, and myself included, and say moving forward, we're going to let his process play itself out. He's been a great decision maker throughout his career in both the private sector and in politics. He's going to make a great choice.
Sorry, do you still stand by I wouldn't accept it if he offered?
Yeah, I'm not going to even discuss the process anymore. I'm going to be respectful of the process he's put in place. And I think that
that's kind of different, though, than
no, I think it's fair.
Before.
I think the fairness in it is he now has a real process in place. He has folks that he has hired and has asked to go through a vice presidential process. The last thing he needs are those of us in the peanut gallery to be saying what we would or would not do. So here's what I know. I know Mitt Romney is going to make a great choice for vice president, and I know Mitt Romney is going to make a great president for this country.
Okay. I just know how this is going to get translated. It's going to get translated that you've backed off saying, I would not accept
No, what I would characterize it as is I'm not going to discuss it anymore because now there's a real process in place and I want to be respectful of the process that he's working on.
All right, so you buying it? 800-510-8255. All right, Tony, what do you think?
The Marco Rubio should be nominee because he's just as charismatic as Barack Obama. A lot of African Americans are waking up to the smokescreen that Barack Obama is putting out there. The only thing he has going for him is his personality. And he's putting up a smokescreen and people are waking up. A lot of African Americans are waking up. When he ran the first time, me and my friends, we went to Jacksonville and we went to the convention. What he did, he handpicked my wife's old friend for photo ops to have him sitting right behind him. Now he can't do that. So now he's going to run with African Americans for Obama. And that smells, man.
It's a sad comment that people are voting for other people just because of the color of their skin. It is a reality. It's like voting for somebody because of his or her religion or whether it's a man or a woman. It's pretty immature. But that apparently
he should select Colin Powell. That will be the neutralizer right there, because that's a man with plenty of experience in Washington.
A lot of people have wanted Colin Powell to run for president or vice president. He said he wouldn't. He apparently has one skeleton in his closet, and he doesn't want to embarrass himself, but more importantly, his wife and his family. But that, other than that, that'd be, you're right. He would be a great choice all the way around. Thank you for your call and your consideration, sir. 800-510-8255. Dorothy in Arkansas, what do you think?
I just want to say that I don't know what's wrong with these people. Romney is the devil. He is not going to win, and that's just the bottom line. Because he's a businessman, a businessman can't run the country, first off. Second off, he want to cut everything for the middle class and the poor people, and all he want to do is keep the rich richer. And that's not going to work. And the women hate him because of the birth control issue. They're going to remember that in November.
800-510-8255. Here's Tina in Louisiana, focused on the news media.
I wanted to congratulate Rick Santorum for running a grassroots campaign and at least bringing some conversation to the conservative message. But I do support Ron Paul. Yesterday there was a Gallup poll that's not mentioned on any of the other media stations where they put Ron Paul and Mitt Romney both up against Barack Obama, and Ron Paul does pretty well. And California last week, he drew in crowds of 4,000, 6,000, 8,000, and the media's not covering it. I wish that the people in the news media would at least give Ron Paul a chance and report on some of these things.
I think the news media's doing that now. I don't think they're ignoring Ron Paul at all. I think you're right about it. Early on, that certainly was the trend. 800-510-8255. All right, let's get off of the presidents. Isn't that interesting? Actually, I think we ought to have two presidents, and both parties should be here. We should have a Republican president and a Democratic president, and they ought to take turns, one being an administrator, the other being perhaps the face of the country around the world. I think the system is crazy, and we've wasted so much time in the last couple of years. How much of your life, in fact, do you feel has been wasted with political rhetoric and nonsense when it comes down to the real issues? Both of these men have something to give. Let the parties choose. I mean, there's so many different ways being creative of changing the system. We are just not very creative. Everybody wants power and control. Why not just share it? 800, huh? What about that for an interesting, unique idea? 800-510-8255. For example, all of the discussion back and forth about bin Laden. This is such nonsense. Mitt Romney wouldn't have done it if he'd have been president, and Barack Obama's a hero because he did it. Of course, any president would have done it, no matter what Mitt Romney says. And the foolishness from Obama. Dorothy in Arkansas, you want to talk about Mitt Romney and bin Laden? Go ahead.
When you have the kind of etch-a-sketch candidate that Mitt Romney is, he could never make a decision like that. He has had too many flip-flops. He has not built a core base for his candidacy. You don't really know what he stands for. He cannot leave this country. We have to stick with somebody like Obama who can lead the country.
Man, you did a great job, ma'am, of getting all of the talking points that have been on everybody's front page since this all got started. Next time you call, try something creative like a new idea. 800-510-8255. The Etch-a-Sketch comment. I love that. Everybody that's on the other side keeps going back to that. Connie in Illinois, you are in charge of your thoughts, and you can go ahead on the air right now.
This was a very tough call. The president made the right decision. If it were a Republican that had to do this, they would have... They would have touted this up from day one. They would have had parades. They would have had it all over the leading newspapers. They would certainly tout it everywhere. So, again, yes, it is a very, very high issue.
800-510-8255. Here's Scott in Texas on the Obama idea of killing bin Laden.
I believe... the president taking credit for the killing of bin Laden is sort of like an umpire taking credit for the home run the little leaguer hit over the fence when all the umpire did was say play ball. okay? Bin Laden had nothing to do with finding Osama bin Laden, had nothing to do with the training of the SEALs, certainly had nothing to do with the operation itself. All he did was say play ball, and he had absolutely no choice in that decision. Word would have gotten out that he had put the quietus on it if he had done it. He had no choice. So to make him out some great hero because of this is just absolute nonsense.
I'm with you, sir. 800-510-8255. Chad, you're on the Countdown Live. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I got two quick points to make. The first one was I think we tried the non-businessman route, and the guy who's never even had a job, that like it's not even at McDonald's, and I think he showed that he can't manage anything. And the second thing is like the other caller was saying about him going after bin Laden. I was, if George Bush had not got us into Afghanistan and Iraq, he certainly wouldn't have went in there after him, because I was in under Clinton in the Marine Corps in the infantry, and all we did was humanitarian aid missions and dodge every bit of combat that we possibly should have been in, and we should have got him back then. That's about all I got to say, Doug.
All right. Glad you called with what you had to say. 800-510-8255. Bonnie in Maryland up next here on the Countdown as we whiz through a lot of these calls. Go ahead, ma'am.
He didn't get him. The Navy SEALs did. He's taking credit when these men put their lives on the line to kill him, but the president is getting all the credit for it. When he's sitting in the White House having his big parties and all, and these men are getting killed. This is almost laughable, Clinton touting him. When Clinton had a chance to kill bin Laden and he didn't, this is all political because he wants his wife to run in 2016 for president.
Huh. Okay, thank you. 800-510-8255. President Obama denying charges. He has improperly politicized the first anniversary of the raid that killed bin Laden, declaring, quote, "I hardly think that you've seen any excessive celebration taking place here." Campaign has been criticized for an ad that implies that Mitt Romney would not have ordered the surprise attack on bin Laden. Senator McCain called the ad a cheap political attack. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Here's Kevin in Louisiana on Obama.
Am I the only American out there that considers Obama, okay, since he's taking credit for it, killing Osama bin Laden totally against everything America stands for as far as the idea of, you know, Saddam Hussein, we could have shot him down in that hole dead, but we didn't. And he killed a whole lot more people than bin Laden did, yet we brought him out and we gave him his day in court and then we killed him. Yet the super SEALs could have gone in there and stunned him and all the rest of the family, but instead we went in there and we literally murdered him, and we as Americans never got to know exactly what was the story behind all of it. We're going to have to take the government's version of what the story was behind it, because the one man that could have gone to court and had to answer the questions, we never got that opportunity. But worse than that, though, we did not portray what America stands for. And the whole idea of having your day in court, we went out and we murdered somebody. And I'm sorry, that's exactly how I forget the party line, forget Democrat, Republican. We were wrong there. That man, regardless of how much we hate him for 9/11, if 9/11 was him, we don't know. We never gave him his day in court.
800-510-8255. Pretty strong emotions here. Good. Ted in New York, please.
I think Obama was invited to sit in, and while he may have given the green light, we can't forget that the groundwork for the kill of Osama bin Laden was set by Bush Cheney, and they had to fight for it with the interrogations. I think this is a commercial to detour, because Obama cannot brag about energy, jobs, or anything else. I think everybody, had that failed, I think everybody in that room was sworn to secrecy. It would never have happened.
800-510-8255. Romney, looking to play down the decision, said that even Jimmy Carter would have given the order. What do you think of that statement? 51 past the hour on the Countdown. We'll be right back.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety, too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINDAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Jared in South Dakota listening to the flag. Go ahead, Jared.
Do I think that America is safer? No, I don't. I think that there's still going to be those people over there in that part of the country that are going to follow Osama bin Laden and are going to see this his death as a revenge tactic to get back at America. You know, I know I've heard about that they're heightening security around the anniversary of his death. I kind of see that. I don't see that it's necessarily made him safer. Do I see that it's a huge point for Obama? Yes, I do. I see this as being something that he can say, hey, look what I did in his four-year term.
800-510-8255. We're going through a lot of your calls on the countdown, the essence of it, whether or not Obama was responsible for killing bin Laden, the politicization of all of this. Let's get to Glenn, who's in Arkansas. Glenn, go ahead. You're on the countdown live now.
Yes, I want to say, you know, America, wake up. He wanted to close Gitmo, man, where the information came that led to Obama, to Obama being able to kill bin Laden. If it hadn't been for Gitmo, we'd have never got the man. You know, America, wake up. We got a knock-knock joke going on here, man. Knock-knock. Who's in the White House? Nobody. Man, we need a new president, man. Thank you.
800-510-8255. Rebecca in Rapid City, South Dakota. You're now on the countdown. Hi.
Hi. We do need to wake up and smell the roses because there is nobody in the office. It's just a big game that everybody's playing. I agree with the man that just talked, but it has nothing to do with Obama. It has nothing, you know, Obama walked into a hornet's nest. Do you think you could fix America in the last 4 years? Well, if you do, then why aren't you running for president? You know, come on, people.
All right, thank you. Interesting what's on people's minds, and it's what this is all about, the sort of steam being let out of the pipes of your ears. Ed in Oregon thinking about Obama.
I definitely do think this is a issue. We'd still be talking about it. We'd still have a lot more manpower out looking for him. We would still be fighting the war on terror. As a highly decorated Air Force veteran, I really find that most of America has no idea how operatives work, how chain of command works, how anything really works. And if you're not a veteran, you just need to shut up and listen.
Really?
Okay?
No, I'm sorry. That isn't the way America works, sir. We all have the right to express ourselves, whether it's an intelligent it's a learned comment is not really the point. It's nice to hear all that, but people have a right to express themselves. 800-510-8255. Here's your turn to do just that, Bob, from Virginia.
I just want to say, to remind people, that Bush and Cheney had a lot to do with Obama's success. They laid the groundwork, because what they did is, instead of going after the people that attacked September 11th, they created a straw man and wasted $4 trillion in Iraq instead of actually doing their job. So therefore, had they done their job, Obama wouldn't have had the opportunity. But thank you, George Bush and Dick Cheney, for wasting $4 trillion and murdering 4,000 of our United States soldiers. I think Obama did a great job.
I don't know about your comments about Obama, but I think you're right about Bush and Cheney. Jim in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, let's hear from you, sir. Now you're now live on the countdown.
I think it's a political stunt as far as Obama, because of the fact that he knows that he hasn't did a whole lot since he became president, and now he's going to be backed up against the wall, and he has to try to figure out something to do so he can keep his job.
All right. So political setting is what perhaps he's we all have seen this over the years, and it is maybe to a point just a stunt. Dennis in Kentucky, go ahead, sir.
You know, no matter how you think of it, if he gave the green light or he killed Bin Laden, however you think about it, think of the ramifications that could have happened if something would have happened if a Pakistani air base that was nearby, if they got wind of it, or the pilot didn't land his land his chopper with minimal injuries. There's a whole lot of things that could have gone wrong, and real quick, I know that the Republicans be making hay of it. In fact, when President Clinton sent cruise missiles in Afghanistan, they accused him of wag the dog. Yeah, it was the SEALs who carried out a brilliant operation, but it had to start somewhere, and I think it was a pretty courageous decision. Yeah, the intel that we got from them, great. I'm sure it's still being looked over and acted upon.
All right, sir, thank you. 800-510-8255. You can keep that number in mind. We've run ourselves out of time in this hour of the countdown, but some really good comments, I thought, about this. It's become extraordinarily political, and that's, I don't know, I think it's kind of too bad. But everything in America is political, especially when you're looking at a presidential season as we are. 59 past.